Should Michael be found guilty of the charges against him, he could face up to 80 years in prison, leaving his three young children to be cared for.
You know, what would happen to the kid? And you said, what do you mean, if something goes wrong, we are the grandparents, right? What do you mean, we are taking them? Are you still standing by it?
Oh, yes.
Of course, that's a great point.
I'm not looking for anything to go wrong, though.
No, we didn't say that, but if something goes, I mean, you still stand by it.
Oh, yes.
And did you discuss it ever since?
Discuss what?
I mean, it's a commitment or something.
No, it's no problem. With family.
Now, there's another media report that Michael is adopting other kids.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
It's media talk. We don't know nothing about that.
Did you ask him?
The media is trying to be funny, that's all.
Trying to make money.
But you don't think it's true?
No.
See, Michael is a father figure.
Why do you want to adopt other kids when he can go make kids himself?
But Joseph, maybe there's a child out there that needs help. Maybe that's why he wants to adopt.
Everyone he tried to help, the mothers turned against him.
Well, you're right about that.
So, you know, wait.
When Michael arrived at a hearing in July of last year, he jumped on a car and performed for his fans. Many questioned whether he realized the severity of his situation.
We are on the cusp of discovering Michael Jackson's fate. I'm not sure Michael Jackson realizes how serious it is, but those of us covering this story do. Michael Jackson is in the criminal justice system. He is going on trial for some of the most heinous charges known to man, absent murder.
It happened so fast, I didn't have time to think about anything. I was in the car. We were in the car. That's the car that he was riding in, and I was inside the car. He just climbed up on top of the roof of the car. For his fans, he was doing that for his fans. The way the people felt, they didn't think it was smart to do it. I'm going to tell you something. There was nothing wrong with it in a way, but it's what the other people think. So,
for you, when you were in the car, what did you feel it was wrong or did you feel it was fine?
I felt that he shouldn't have done it, but it was done.
Do you believe that justice would prevail?
Yes, I do, but...
if they let it.
The world is wicked. That's why the Bible said be no part of the world. And you can see what's going on now in the world, how wicked people are. And I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But
you keep praying.
I do.
Do you pray, Joe?
Yes. Of course I do. I have to.
With Michael Jackson's trial just days away, his parents, Joe and Catherine, agreed to a second interview. This time, Daphne Barrack spoke to them separately about their intimate feelings on the nature of the allegations and their belief in a conspiracy against their son.
You're a very smart man. I mean, when you saw that he was hanging around children and there were rumors, why didn't you take him to a father-son conversation and say, hey, Michael...
There's nothing wrong with them, the kids coming over. Daphne, I'm getting off of this.
No, it's not wrong. Why didn't you take him and alert him?
He hasn't done nothing wrong, so why should I?
Okay.
The chastisement about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Wasn't nothing wrong.
No, I didn't say
that. People were bringing their kids there, the families, mothers and fathers, and they were bringing their kids there. I don't like that question.
Although you know nothing was wrong, didn't you feel you should just talk to him and say, Michael, you know, you should be careful?
I didn't know people was that dirty, Daphne.
I didn't know
people was that dirty.
Yeah.
And they're still that dirty, and it's going to always be like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be... this thing is ain't going to change. It's what you can get away with. That's what it is now. It's not because he's guilty. It's because he's so innocent and has so much money dealing with it. And It's about the money with these people.